Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM. And Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
All right, from the kitchen, it is facing the stove, and it is good evening to you and IUB at 11:04 on a Monday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. On the other side of the stove, in my kitchen, at 345 Hudson Street, Brian Rascona, and no from the 1-877-337. 6666, that'd be the number for the 4-hour schmooze, right up until 3 with Sal Licata, right here on your fan, New York City.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark issued the following statement: in this time of unprecedented suffering at home and abroad, players want nothing more than to get back to work and provide baseball fans with the game we all love. But we cannot do this alone. Earlier this week, Major League Baseball communicated its intention to schedule a dramatically shortened 2020 season unless players negotiate salary concessions. The concessions being sought are in addition to billions in player salary reductions that have already been agreed upon. This threat came in response to an association proposal aimed at charting a path forward.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? Do you realize what this means?
The overwhelming consensus of the board is that players are ready to report, ready to get back in the field, and they are willing to do so under unprecedented conditions that could affect the health and safety of not just themselves, but their families as well.
Hi, this is Jamie. We need some help.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
The league's demand for additional concessions was resoundingly rejected. Important work remains to be done in order to safely resume the season. We stand ready to complete that work and look forward to getting back in the field.
Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, and Dr. Howard will go about examining the heads of Manfred and Tony Clark. So let's take a look at the scoreboard with New York City and Major League Baseball. Phase one with New York City underway as the city that knows how begins to move forward. Major League Baseball still looking for game one. New York City reminding those who drive, gridlock looms. Major League Baseball reminding us it can drive you crazy, gridlock, at the present. You remember when it was 114 games, and you remember 48 to 50 games, that seemed like 48 to 50 months ago. Since then, you were getting the impression baseball was defunding itself. Only bears do hibernation longer than baseball itself. Tell me I'm wrong. The game came out of the witness protection program early this morning, with the owners presenting to the players some smoke and a cracked mirror. If you do the math and go ahead and do it, the owners presented 76 games, making it appear very close to 48-50 games. In other words, you are more likely to see the movie Music Man with 76 trombones than baseball with 76 games. That ain't happening. We won't have to wait very long for the two sides to walk away from each other again, since they will meet on Wednesday morning. And we can't wait. If you can see through the smoke and look into their mirror, you're going to see a lot of mistrust and animosity looking right back at you. Now, we have all heard that nobody wants politics in our sports. But what is it now? Isn't it the other way around? Isn't it sports in our politics? Maybe you noticed over the weekend the latest tweet from the commander in grief. No kneeling. This in response to both Drew Brees and more so Roger Goodell from Friday. Somebody from the world of sports, be it a sports writer or a sports talking head and a voice on the radio, somebody soon is going to have to send a missive to the commander in grief. No sports in our politics. Now, as you know, those who do sports on the radio, we put our lives on the line. You know it's the most dangerous job anyone can do. You know it, I know it, we all know it. Dealing with the world's biggest problems can be stressful, and we do that. Sign stealing, figuring out NFL rules, and trying to understand how good, how creative Major League Baseball owners and players are at avoiding each other, how well they follow the golden rule of killing the golden goose. Now, someday, very soon, that missive is going to have to arrive on the desk of the commander in grief. No sports in our politics. When we come home, and I've told this story so many times, what we do is so stressful, so dangerous, and of course our lives are on the line. You know that, I know that, we all know that. When we come home from a hard day's night after solving those biggest problems the world has ever seen, we want to escape sports. We want to kick back, sit back, relax with the latest in the pandemic, the police cracking down, society breaking down, systemic racism. So we don't need more with the tweets from the commander in grief on the NFL. No sports in our politics, please. The front page, the op-ed page, that is our sea of tranquility after a hard day's night. But as Ronald Reagan used to say, there you go again. Tweets directed at Drew Brees, tweets directed at Roger Goodell, tweets directed at pro athletes with the kneeling. We all look forward to getting away, those of us in this hair-raising, suspenseful, life-threatening business that we're in. We all look forward to getting away from the world's most pressing problems, looking to get home and relax, sit back, take it easy with Rachel Meadow, Sean Hannity, and Wolf Blitzer, with the social unrest, police reform, the virus, the economy, so many people out of work. So we don't need, and you know what I'm about to say. Yes, you are saying it probably right along with me. We don't need sports in our politics. So the commander in grief, he has to stick with politics, or he may see subscriber cancellations with his Twitter account. Now, in the meantime, we have yet to see a coach or a player or a commissioner take a knee, but we've seen them take a stand.
He was asked about the police brutality and how it's going to affect protest in the NFL. And he went straight to, I don't stand with anybody who disrespects the flag. It's not about the flag. It's about being treated equal.
Drew was, again, one of those people that just wasn't listening. That's just not listening to what the cause is here. And I think he's a much more intelligent guy than that, because he's been so involved in that community down in New Orleans since he got there after Katrina.
So, on behalf of the National Football League,
this is what we, the players,
would like to hear you state.
We, the National Football League,
condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League, condemn racism and the systematic oppression of black people.
We, the National Football League,
admit wrong and silencing our players from peacefully protesting.
We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier, and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest.
I was heartbroken and still heartbroken. It's sickening, and it's beautiful to see black people and non-blacks come out and express their outrage and protest and let their voices be heard.
Come together right now, over me.
I think I'm just embarrassed as a white person to know that can happen.
We ask our drivers, our competitors, and all our fans to join us in this mission, to take a moment of reflection, to acknowledge that we must do better as a sport.
The thing is, I'm looking at this going, okay, what are some of the solutions? What can we do?
And maybe the quote of last week from Jaylen Brown, he, of course, with those dreaded Boston Celtics. But the quote of the week comes from him. There are no more cheeks to turn. And by the way, I think I've done the monologue in 8 minutes and 46 seconds. It is with the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number to call as we are right now getting underway with about a 4-hour Monday schmooze right up until Sal Licata at 3 on your Fan New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.